Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm not saying it's the wrong way to think about it, but if you're going to maximize your return on an investment of someone of the magnitude of Bosa, it's something you have to consider.
It's the price of doing business. We're going to do it all. Yeah. But when we look back, it's like, damn, $120 million guaranteed to $34 million. Now, it's a little early, and I don't want to do this, but I'm only here once a week, so I'm going to do it anyway. You know, the Niners will probably think it, because Nick Bosa was primed for a big time year.
I thought he was going to hold out.
Yeah, exactly. He was going to get new money next year. Yeah. So now that's probably off the table because he's going to breathe and the Niners are going to say, well, hold on. We're not going to.
But he has an opt-out after next season.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, it stinks because I thought he was primed to be in the top five alongside Fred Warner. But let me ask you this. You can start Spadoni.
It makes me appreciate Fred Warner, by the way.
No, continue, yeah.
That he could stay healthy.
Would we feel worse if it was Fred Warner that was out for the season as opposed to Nick Bosa? Yes.
You know why I would? Because if he is the leader of that team. I think the entire team, offense included, Fred Warner is that guy. When it comes to accountability, and like I gain so much respect, like not when things are going well, it's when they're not going well, Bonte. It's how you lead. In last season, in a lost year with a brand new guy at DC with Nick Sorensen, after already having Steve Wilks the year prior, you know what he did all the time? He never once threw the coaching staff under the bus. He never once blamed them for being in the booth or doing this. Now you see the Atlanta Falcons, by the way, they're trying to bring their OC down to the field. Like, that's going to help Raheem Morris. And they fired their wide receivers.
Raheem Morris is going
to
be gone.
I think so, too. But he was saying, you know what? No, it starts with us. It starts with me. I could be better. We could be better as players. Like, that is what you would be missing when you lost Fred Warner. And by the way, I think we were all in agreement. Like, he ended up being first-team All-Pro. That wasn't even his best season by far. Like, it's not even close. And he's doing that on what, Bonte? Mm-hmm. A broken ankle?
Fractured ankle,
yeah. Oh, my God.
So even if I took away all
So, yes, I would be, to answer your question, you'd be missing Fred Warner more.
But even
That's
if
not
I
a
took
knock on Nick Bosa. It's just it's how much I feel about the player and Fred Warner.
I hear you.
Well, I think you listed all the intangibles, and I agree with all of those, like the leadership qualities. If I just look at the player, I also think Fred fits in any scheme.
Yeah.
Like as we learned with Bryce Huff, like, do we think Vic Fangio understands defense? Hell yeah. Bryce Huff wasn't a fit for what he wanted to do, right? Bryce Huff's a perfect fit for what Robert Saleh wanted to do alongside Bosa. I think Fred Warner fits in just about any scheme in the defense in the modern day.
And I think he is better, significantly better at his position, more so than anyone else. You can, the Roquan Smith. No. Fred Warner is that guy by a clear margin at linebacker. Nick Bosa's part of the conversation. He's not clearly better than, you know, Myles Garrett, T.J. Watt.
More of them.
There's just more. There are. Talks about the importance, as you're referencing, Bonte. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGNZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey Sports Station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live in the Free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Bonte Hill in studio with us right now, courtesy of River Islands, for the next hour, as he is each and every Tuesday, starting at 8. I wanted to play this out.
This is important. There are more edge rushers and interior rushers now than ever before. That is what college is producing because of all the passing concepts and schemes. There are very few three-down middle linebackers in college football, and that's what's coming into the league. So if you have a plethora, and I'm not saying that like every team has an elite rusher, but just go around. Like, that's why I was so impressed with this Mac Wilson guy from Alabama. I was like, wow, this guy, he's impressive. There's just not a lot of them. You got Roquan, you got Fred. I know there's a handful of other guys.
And Roquan was MIA last night.
No doubt.
MIA.
Sam Laporta had a great catch on him and then just ran away from him.
I mean, David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs ran all over them.
You know,
I mean, all over them.
But there are edge rushers and interior rushers all throughout the game. So I just think there are more of those guys now than ever. There's just a lack of linebackers coming into the game.
Three down linebackers, guys who could cover, guys who could stuff the run, guys who could blitz, guys who could turn the ball over. And then, as you mentioned, the leadership, the intangibles. And then helping out D Winters. Like, we don't miss Drake Greenlaw at all around here. Drake Greenlaw can't get on the field.
And so all of a sudden,
think back to the rhetoric during the offseason where everybody thought the Niners had a terrible offseason because they weren't signing guys and everybody was walking away. I think they had a fantastic offseason by really not doing much.
Yeah.
And saving themselves some money by not re-signing Drake Greenlaw. And now you got D Winters, who looks like he could be the linebacker next to Fred Warner for the next 4 to 5 years.
It was a drama-free offseason. That's why I gave it an A, because I didn't deal with all the other crap that happened in the last couple seasons, Bonte. And this is what Baldy had to say. As we're talking about how much this team is going to miss Nick Bosa, and don't get it twisted, they're going to miss the former DPOI, Nick Bosa, absolutely.
Just how much.
And this is what Baldy had to say with us earlier in the show.
Well, I was hoping it wasn't that, but if you watch, I mean, I'm sure you've seen the replay. I mean, the knee just buckled on him, and it was kind of routine play. He was getting doubled, but when I saw the knee buckle and he didn't come back in the game, I knew he was hurt. I didn't know it was to this degree. And it's a shame because he was playing really great football, and they had rebuilt the defensive line, and they were playing great. They overcame the loss of him last week. He only played 13 plays, I think. But that's a horrible loss. There's only sometimes, you know, most teams don't have a Nick Bosa. But if you have someone like that, you have one of them. And so he set the tone for how they play the game. And it's a horrible loss, man. He was playing well, and the defense was playing well.
And they had the fire alarm in the background during his answer, which he said, by the way, that was the answer to the question as we gave away the Giants tickets, is what does Baldy not believe in? He literally said, I don't believe in fire alarms because it's never anything. I was like, well, sometimes they mean something, Baldy. He's like, yeah, someone probably burned a bagel.
Fire drills used to be so fun in elementary school.
Oh, it was great. It didn't mean you'd have to miss class for a little bit. It was great. It was awesome.
I'm looking at the draft here. In the first two rounds, 18 defensive linemen taken in the first two rounds.
Wow.
18.
I mean, it's the game. It's you either have your quarterback or you get the person that gets after the quarterback. That's what the NFL is right now.
Also, you're drafting a lot of safeties, hybrid safeties, and turn them to linebackers, like Fred Warner was at BYU. Strong safety, kind of that hybrid safety. It's like, you know what? Put about 15 to 20 pounds of muscle on him, he could play linebacker.
Jamal Adams.
I'm looking at only five linebackers taken in the first two rounds. I mean, that kind of goes to show you.
You've brought it up, but Joe and I have been talking about it a lot, Bonte. D. Winters has been a revelation early on in this season. Like, we don't talk about him enough, I feel like. The swagger and intensity that he plays with, playing on that edge like Greenlaw did, like, that's... I'm not saying he's Dre Greenlaw right now, but clearly he's way better than what you got last year with Devondre Campbell, who was god-awful.
There was a lot of buzz for Nick Martin, a rookie at Oklahoma State, and deservedly so. He's going to be a guy who plays at some point over the next couple of years. Luke Gifford's done a good job so far. But I didn't get that dialogue as well because I kept seeing D. Winters at practice make play after play. And I was confusing myself. I thought I kept seeing Dre Greenlaw. I swear to God. I keep talking about the first play with pads where he depleted Isaac Garrido. And Isaac Garrido, I don't even know if he's recovered from that. I mean, I was like, damn, who's that? I thought it was Dre Greenlaw. And so D. Winters has been consistent. You want to talk about guys who had good camps? D. Winters had a great camp. And by the point midway through, I think the coaches even said, that's D. Winters' spot.
Can I ask you,
he's a starting linebacker.
About that, like, it could be all three at once. Was it, hey, the coach made a personnel decision that sucks? I'm talking about Devondre Campbell last year.
Yeah.
Was it D. Winters was just not ready, which is totally acceptable. He just wasn't ready. Is it they promised something to Devondre? Is it D was hurt and was just lackluster? Is it scheme fit? Like, why could he not get on the field last year?
No idea. It's a great question. No idea. Because we saw Devondre Campbell. He looked slow in training camp. He couldn't cover a cold. All right? And then the fact that he quit on the team later in the year, I mean, he's not even on a team, right? He's out of the league.
Baldy said something last week to us like, good.
Yeah.
Like, as in, like, good that he's not in the league.
He said, I'm glad he quit.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm glad he quit. Stay out of the league. You don't deserve it. Nick Sorensen obviously was in over his head.
He wasn't ready.
He wasn't ready. So there could have been some mis-evaluations. And maybe Dee Winters just wasn't ready. Maybe he needed that. Maybe he needed
That's
to get humble
asking.
To say, because coming out of TCU, I was like, man, they got Dee Winters. This guy's good. He had a hell of a year at TCU when they went to the national championship and got their clocks cleaned by Georgia. But maybe he just wasn't ready, and maybe he needed that humility to say, you know what? Next year, I'm going to attack the offseason. I'm going to learn next to Fred, and I'm going to take this job, and I'm going away, running away with this. So it could have been all those things. Could have been all three, Shasky, those points.
We got one more call we're going to go to here. We usually don't do too many calls when we've got three hosts in here, but we'll go to Dave in Fresno before we hit the break. Dave, what's up, man? You're on the Morning Roast.
Okay. Good morning, JoJo. Good morning. You know, with the news of Bosa being out, it's all doom and gloom. But, you know, I got a little pep talk for people out there that want to punt on the season, man. It wasn't too long ago last year, actually. The Lions, they had a lot of injuries. And they lost Hutchinson, you know, their best defensive player. You know, they kept their offense was intact. So I think with the Niners, you know, I know we beat up now. But if we can get guys back healthy, I think we have enough to, you know, to still, you know, do what we want to do this season. You know, trying to make the playoffs and make some noise. Because right now, you know, as good as this regime has been, we're going to be known for shortcomings and injuries. You know, but, you know, if you don't want that to be the story of this season, go out there and ball out, man. I know losing Bosa sucks, but, you know, I think we got enough pieces to still compete, you know, especially on offense, man. You guys said it earlier, if we can get guys back healthy, the offense got to carry the weight. You know, having Saleh, Definitely is a blessing. You know, we hopefully keep getting better. But, yeah, let's not be known for another injury-plagued season, man. I know it sucks losing Bosa, but, I mean, that's the story of the Niners. Let's rewrite that story. You know, let's show the world that, yeah, okay, we're more than just Bosa. We can still get the job done. And hopefully no more injuries happen, man, because it sucks. You know, it's like you hear it now, you just numb because you're used to it as a Niners fan. You know, unfortunately, that's been the story of this regime, but, you know, I still think they can reach their goal this year, man. So,
thanks, Dave. A little pep talk there for all of us. And no one's saying the season's over. They're 3-0. They're first in the NFC West. It's a big loss. Can they overcome it? We're going to see.
Has it been doom and gloom this morning?
No,
I just think there's a grieving period where you're just you're bummed. And then you like I always say, you pick yourself up come Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and you figure out how we're going to beat the Jags.
Right. I'm looking for solutions.
Yes.
Looking for solutions. That's what the leaders in that locker room is doing right now with Robert Saleh, Fred Warner, Kyle Shanahan. Okay, 24 hours. We know 97 is not going to be there. Let's ride. Let's rally the troops. Let's see how we can figure this thing out and win some games without them.
It's not their first rodeo. Like, they've had major injuries in the past. And I will say this. There is a potential silver lining. This is a tease here, people. There is this potential silver lining. Last time Nick Bosa had to miss his season, it was 2020. I just got to tell you, defensively, wasn't the worst thing ever for the Niners. I'll explain on the other side, Bonte. One more segment. I also want to get your thoughts. Just go a little around the league a little bit in the NFL. Some surprises, some things that you're concerned about, not concerned about. And also, maybe, just maybe, a couple minutes on Jonathan Kuminga. And that's what's coming up, brought to you by Moderna.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
it. Can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Plus, you can watch all the early games on that early slate. And we got to, I don't think they're going to be up super early because we do have a European game this weekend, boys. We got like 6:30 a.m. football. Is it Ireland, right? Who do we got? Is it Vikings? Vikings someone.
Oh, is it the European game starting
this week?
Oh, Vikings
Steelers, I think.
Is that this week?
Yeah.
Are you going?
No,
I was. Was it Aer Lingus? There you go.
Why would I go Steelers-Vikings?
I don't know. Why not?
You're Irish, not me.
I'd go to Ireland, though. That sounds fun.
I'm trying to plan a big trip with Uncle Danny right now. We're going to go to Old Head. We're going to do all this golfing, and then we're going to turn it into it's a family trip, in air quotes, turned into a golf trip.
You know what they don't have, though, to all those famous golf courses in Ireland? They don't have free shuttles like Laughing Monk has this Sunday. You can get a free shuttle to and from the stadium. That's right. Park at Laughing Monk for free, join the party, and then take the shuttle back and forth to the game. All you have to do to sign up and reserve a spot is go on 957thegame.com, click on the kickoff show graphic, and click on the Eventbrite link. Sign up. See you there.
You know what this week is?
What?
For golf.
Ryder Cup.
Yeah. Ooh. In New York, Bethpage Black.
I'm more of a Laver Cup guy. There we go.
Laver Cup was fun, right, yeah. Carter? I mean, to see Alcaraz, best player in the world.
Tennis.
School by Fritz. Tennis is tennis, Jasky. Don't know if you know about tennis. After winning the U.S. Open over Jannik Sinner.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. I love tennis. She goes, babe, I really love tennis. It's like, yes.
Tennis is fun. My dad instilled it to me at a young age, too. Like, one of my big sports heartbreaks was in high school, actually, because I was rooting. God, this is like the last time an American, on the men's side anyways, had a chance to win a title. It was 2009 Wimbledon. It was Federer, Andy Roddick going five sets.
Yeah.
It was a classic. Roddick had an opportunity. Couldn't get over the top. No shame in losing to Federer, who, by the way,
was
had,
out
the
there.
Had the coin toss of who?
Ooh, Steph Curry. It was electric to see Steph out there at the Gentleman's Cut and Roger Federer and then Andre Agassi fist pumping. And you had BG. I got to see my guy BG Tennis Nation. He was in the studio there on the concourse at the Laver Cup. He was jacked up. The stars are out, baby. Evan Giddings, Carter, even John Curley, our old friend. John Curley was in the building.
My man.
I look over, he's sitting in the same row. It's like, what are you doing here?
He's never played tennis a day in his life, John Curley.
He was in awe.
I'm in awe, right?
Joakim Noah, I should say.
Oh, really?
In the building. Yeah, because his dad is a captain.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, his dad, former tennis player, was a captain of Team Europe. Right, Kata?
The more you know. I did not know. Did we end up winning Team USA? We did, right?
Team World won.
Team World, right?
Team World.
Oh.
Team World won.
Well, USA, the world.
You don't like tennis, Chasky?
What? No, I'm just listening. Right. I'm just letting you guys enjoy the moment. I'm not trying to yuck on your yum.
Thank you. Thank you. I love that.
That's a first.
By the way.
Sometimes you just go with the flow.
Let me pay off the tease that I had heading into the break. So I said in 2020 when last time the Niners lost Nick Bosa for the entire season due to an ACL injury, just like right now. It was the COVID year, so there's a couple of different, you know, put a little check mark in there, a little star, a little asterisk maybe. It was a COVID year. But they did end up being a top five defense that season when it comes to yards per game. They allowed 314.4 yards per game that year, which is fifth in all of the National Football League. Take that for what it's worth. That was also with Robert Saleh as defensive coordinator, Bonte.
It doesn't mean much to me. I'm not saying that it's, you know, it's a bad thing. It's just It's a totally different team. It's
fighting for adversity.
Kerry Hyder Jr. got paid after that year, right?
Yeah. He was great that year.
Kerry Hyder Jr. was really good.
Well, I think that season also got Robert Saleh a head coaching job. He ended up being the Jets head coach the year after. So,
oh, yeah, that's when they had to spend the last 5 weeks in Glendale, Arizona.
Yep.
In hotel rooms.
And Jimmy Gate.
Yeah. Jimmy Gate, the ankle gate.
There's been so much that's happened with this team.
Ryan Fitzpatrick having the greatest game of his career.
To your point, Spadoni, I'll ride with you on this one. I think they have better personnel now than they did that year in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And your offense is better because Jimmy G got hurt. Who was that receiver? Brandon Ayuk, I think, was in the doghouse that year.
Yeah.
That was Brandon Ayuk's rookie year.
Kittle
Debo
got hurt.
Kittle got hurt.
In the first game.
Right. Jordan Reed.
Kittle's leg almost got blown up on the tight end screen. Yeah. Debo Samuel was a little out of shape coming back from 2019. He had the Jones fracture. Remember that? So,
and then Raheem Mostert held out.
Yeah, he did hold out for new money.
Whatever they had going. I know. It seems foolish now.
But listen, they have better personnel now. To your point, Spadoni, I'll play off that. Better personnel defensively, a better offense, better quarterbacks. Mac Jones right now is playing better than Jimmy G right now. I'm with you. It's not all doom and gloom.
I'm feeling way better about this defense than I would have been just a couple weeks ago. I think there was a lot more unknowns on the defensive side. The only knowns you really had at the end of the season was Nick Bosa, Fred Warner, and Demo Lenore. Outside of that, there's a major question marks. Right now, like, heading into week four, I feel like I know who D. Winters is. Like, I feel like I know who Upton Stout is right now. He's making plays. Marquis Siegel, again, it's early. Michael Williams has improved every single week. Like, that's all I could ask for some of these young guys and rookies in general. Can you be better every single week? And they're going to have a major test against the Jaguars because I don't know who the Jaguars are. We'll see. I know Baldy said they should be undefeated.
Their defense is flying around this year.
Their defense is playing better. I don't know Liam Cullen, Duval. I don't know what to make of the offense. Brian Thomas Jr., I guess, has the yips, according to Baldy. You know, they have
still
Travis Etienne.
He is. Listen, Brian Thomas Jr., he could have the yips.
Travis Hunter.
And he'll bust out on you in week four. Like, I'm not messing around with that.
Travis Hunter.
They have a good tight end, too. This kid, Strange. Strange makes plays at tight end.
Strange.
Not for my fantasy team.
Strange world.
See, you know.
I know, I
you
have.
Know. Yeah,
started
there you go.
Him.
There you go.
Travis Hunter played 80-plus snaps last week? 80-plus on offense and defense? That's insane. No, sorry. As we're talking about the touches from McCaffrey.
And you guys are burying the lead. It's an Eric Armstead revenge game.
He's been playing well.
It's an Eric Armstead revenge game. You're laughing. You don't think he wants this one?
I didn't say that. There's so many. I mean, there's Trevor Lawrence and coming back to the place where he won a national championship. You've got Mac Jones facing his hometown team.
Maybe.
There's so many elements to this game. But
Trayvon Walker, Georgia boy.
He's been playing better.
Yeah.
He's been playing better.
I just, the Travis Hunter thing's very interesting to me. I mean, time will tell. You're not going to judge somebody off a couple weeks. But I'm watching Abdul Carter, who they passed on, to go get, you know, Travis Hunter. And I'm like, wow, you could have sat still and took Abdul Carter, you know, and you traded up to go get Travis Hunter. I don't know, like, he's going to play both ways. Like, we will see if he can even do that. I would probably play him at corner because it's harder to find those lockdown corners than it is receiver. I don't know. It's a tough one for me.
Like, I haven't watched enough of Jacksonville yet, and I'll dive into the tape later in the week, or actually today, since it is Tuesday. Kind of look at their it is
Thanks,
Tuesday.
Paulie.
I got some time.
Pontes breakdown.
I just like to be informed. I like to prepare myself. I want to see what the hell they're looking like before I start talking crazy here. But I don't know how they've used Travis Hunter yet. I have yet to watch a Jacksonville Jaguar game. Glimpses here and there in the red zone. But not. I wasn't locked in like that last
week.
They're
going to be, like, at least Liam Cohen, the GM, they're very young. And a lot of things are going to fall on, like, what happens with Travis.
Well, yeah,
it's a bold trade.
They had the weird game. They have a big delay in the first game of the season against Carolina.
Lightning.
And then I kept looking at the score, the Cincinnati game. And the only thing I saw coming out of that was Trevor Lawrence maybe basically saying, shut up, Cohen.
Yeah,
like, shut up. Yeah, they're yelling back and forth at each other or whatnot. But that was a game that a lot of people say they should have won. So I don't think it's going to be easy. They're coming here on the West Coast, but I'm looking at the Niners and Brock Purdy's back, and if Jennings is back, and you should win this football game.
Well, it's always fun, right, when it comes to the court. I'm not, you know, just not saying it's Trevor Lawrence, Bonte versus Brock Purdy, but it's always funny, the little duality and all the narratives. A number one overall pick, right? The next best thing since sliced bread, Trevor Lawrence, touted and bestowed after his freshman year at Clemson, where they won it, right here at Levi's Stadium, right?
Alabama.
Yep, there you go. and against the, Mr. Irrelevant, the last pick in the draft. It's just storylines are great like that. And Trevor Lawrence, I don't know what it is about him. He has it, and he shows it at least once or twice a game with the size, the strength, the athleticism, but just the boneheaded plays. He throws at least one or two balls a game, I feel like, where I'm just going, what is going on? Like, and that's ultimately been the difference for him taking that next step. And obviously he's at Urban Meyer. He's at a dumpster fire of organizations and whatever. And that's a part of it. But if it's Brock Purdy this week, I do feel like I'm heading into it. Hey, we got the better quarterback. You know, if we play our game, we should win this one at home. That's how I'm viewing it right now. But that being said,
I want to see this Jaguars defense. Jaguar defense on paper looks like they've been flying around and making some plays here. Josh Allen.
Josh Hines Allen.
You got the other Allen. You got, we'll see. I'm not going to butcher the name, but number 23. He flies around there. What's his name? You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and I can't.
Olakun? Olakun?
Yeah.
Foyasadi.
There you go.
Sure.
I'm just reading off the letters of the name.
Right, Foyasadi.
That might be the right pronunciation.
Yeah, I'm not getting it.
It might not
but he's a good player. He flies around. They got some speed on that defense. So can the Niners get that running game going? Finally, they haven't been able to do it for 3 weeks here. That's the key. I mean, that's the key. By the way, Jackson Dart.
Jackson Dart. Oh, that's a good
Jackson
one.
Jackson Dart. No pun intended.
Well, that's my.
I butchered that.
That's not
Jackson
bad.
Will start now. Jackson will start Dart.
Well, I had the Mac up Jones. It's Mac Jones, Mac up. He's the backup. You like that? All right, so Jackson Dart is starting this week
Jackson
for the Giants.
We'll start for the Giants. No more Russ that red zone sequence against the Kansas City Chiefs.
I love all the different like storylines right now in the NFL, and that's why the NFL, like week three in the NFL, Bonte, was insane. Like, I will take just random regular season week of the NFL over anything. It's just,
MLB playoffs?
Over MLB playoffs, right, over, you could be over NBA playoffs. I will take a random week. I don't care. Fight me. Random week
in
the NFL over anything else.
It's your opinion, not mine.
That's all right. This is my opinion.
Week three of the NFL was great. Baseball got some playoffs coming up here that's going to be riveting.
Can't wait.
Phillies, Dodgers. Yeah. Brewers, what are the Reds going to do? Are they going to sneak in?
Giants
the Padres?
Not dead, Bonte?
Well, they're dead. They're kind of dead.
Mathematically.
Put out a tweet last night that said 10 out of 12, they're still not dead.
Well, no, I just said, go figure. No, it was tongue-in-cheek.
I didn't see the sarcasm
The postseason hopes are somehow,
my bad,
still alive despite losing 8 of the last 10.
Oh, that's I thought it. You meant
they're
that
done.
Sincere.
They're done. They're done. Come on, man.
I've
they're
only
done.
Killed them 15 times.
I mean, they're done.
They're the walking dead.
They're done. They're I mean, done. They got 5 games left. The Reds, I mean, they might not even finish 500.
Blow it up!
No, don't do that. Don't do that. You still want to blow? No, you don't want to do that.
Just sell and just fire everybody.
No, you don't.
We'll see.
We'll see what happens.
Something happens.
It'll be a very interesting Monday in the Bay Area. You got media day with the Golden State Warriors. Giants offseason meetings, exit meetings. What are they going to do? Bo Mel going to be back? Who knows? I don't know.
Speaking of who's going to be back and who will be back, I was stuck in the car Friday, and I had to run to Golf Mart to get golf balls because I was going to go golfing at Sharp Park. And I was just stuck on this Aaron Turner, the agent for Jonathan Kuminga interview with Steiny and Goo. It was excellent. Did you hear it?
I listened to a lot. He was on like 4 different podcasts.
He was on a lot.
He was on with Windhorse in the Morning. Heard a little bit with Steiny and Goo, and that's heard the basketballs dribbling in the background, which kind of distracted me a little bit, but it is what it is. Then he was on the Dubs Talk podcast, and he was on another. So, yeah, I heard a chunk of it.
And?
I mean, what I think of it? I mean, it was a very interesting tactic for an agent to take, to go on a lot of podcasts.
I found it to be a little out of the norm. I understand why. The situation is very unique.
Different playbook, no doubt.
You think it accomplished what he was – what do you think he was trying to accomplish?
Well, I think – I don't know if he was trying to accomplish anything, but the dialogue when it comes to Jonathan Kuminga, very interesting. And I'll just speak from my own personal experience about Jonathan Kuminga. I've done a lot of podcasts this summer talking about JK, and you hear people say he's not a winning player and this and that, and he's had 4 years. Again, it's kind of like the schedule talk. There's nuance to everything. His 4 years with the Golden State Warriors is a lot different than 4 years for Paolo Banchero in Orlando. It's a lot different than Cade Cunningham. I'm not saying he's those guys, but he hasn't had that runway those players have had because you have Steph, Dre, you had Clay, you had championship expectations. That it's tough for a young player to crack that code. But you can't sit here and look me in the eye and say that he hasn't got better in certain aspects of his game. And he's had really good stretches. Now, the system, he may not fit it. I agree. It just may not fit.
Yeah.
And, you know, you hear former players, guys like Eddie Johnson, to say, when a player loses trust in a coach and a coach loses trust in a player, that relationship is basically as good as dead. And where is Steve Kerr and Kuminga at? That's the bottom line of me. Where are they at in their relationship? Do they trust each other? Will Kerr play him? Will he not play him? What's going to be there?
Where do you think their relationship is right
now? I don't think it's good. From what I've seen, he obviously DNP'd him. Kuminga's, I think we could all agree that he was taking a leap forward in his fourth year.
And
was playing his best basketball, and he got hurt.
And I think Turner, the agent, basically said, like, it really hurt him, which, yeah, of course it did. Like, the DNPs hurt him.
Yeah, absolutely.
It crushed him.
To just not play.
Yeah, I get that.
To go from averaging 20, having some of your best, and we've seen this the second year when Wiggins had to go away for 2 months due to personal reasons. Kuminga was playing better as a second-year pro. He wasn't even 20 years old yet. And you can't sit here and lie and say that he wasn't playing better. He helped them get to the playoffs as a sixth seed against the Sacramento Kings. And then Steve Kerr said, you know what, he messed up a couple times in the playoffs and he didn't play anymore. He had a quick hook. That's what happens with veteran coaches. You don't have a long leash. And so when you get players like, and Moody's done this for a long time, where he's looked over his shoulder trying to play basketball.
It's impossible.
Because you're like, if I make a mistake, who's at the scorer's table? You know how hard it is to play like that?
Well, it's like you guys are both fathers. It's like you're watching your kid at the plate, and like they feel like all the pressure in the world. You're not going to crush it. Oh, come on, come on, come on, come on. And then it's like, oh, like that's all the pressure right there. And especially with the hundreds of millions of dollars on the line.
Right.
What that means for a player like Jonathan Kuminga, like Moses Moody, trying to live up to the expectations of being a first-round pick while playing with Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and knowing those are made men, and then all of a sudden you bring in Jimmy Butler, who was, you know, ran out of town or ran himself out of town over in Miami. He comes over here now. You have to watch them go on this big run and you not be a part of it. Yeah, I actually absolutely empathize with what JK went through. So, and then Aaron Turner, we have all the cuts. We'll get to some of them. But I'm in totally lockstep with you. It was definitely not trying to shift the narrative, but just trying to give him his perspective on everything.
Well, fans have just, you know, social media, it's so damn toxic these days. Oh. It's not even funny.
Well, remove the social media.
But no, if I talk to a fan on the street, they ask me, what's up with JK, man?
Well,
the guy could play.
Yeah.
But social media will tell you,
he can't.
This guy's a bum.
Yeah.
And I don't subscribe to that. Look, I was at the NBA broadcast meetings last week in Jersey City, and there's a lot of broadcasters, former players, Sterl Bailey, Eddie Johnson. Got to have Eddie Johnson's hella funny.
We love him all the time, every year. Yeah.
But you hear from the former players, you know how hard it is, young man? This is what Eddie Johnson, you know how hard it is to get DNP like that, get thrown into the fire in a second round series against a defense that was number three in the NBA, the Minnesota Timberwolves. And now, can he rebound better? Sure. We would like to see him rebound better. Shot selection at times? Sure. You want to see him have better shot selection. But on a team that didn't have Stephen Curry, and we're talking about Nick Bosa and the gravity, what nobody talks about in that second round series, not having Steph, your spacing's compromised, you have no gravity, defense is like, okay, no Steph, I don't have to run around here, now I can focus on, who is the guy who can get buckets in that series?
JK.
After getting those DNPs.
JK.
And he does not get any credit whatsoever from a certain segment of the fan base for playing like that, for keeping them in the game. Like, that's hard to do. It's very difficult to do. So, I'm not saying he's a perfect player, and by, you know, it probably would have been better if they would have moved on from the guy just to give him another opportunity elsewhere, because it feels like we're heading to a direction to where it may not work. Now, you kind of need him because you're going to sign Al Horford. You're going to sign DeAnthony Melton. And I actually think Al Horford could be good for a guy like Jonathan Kuminga.
Why?
A different voice, a veteran who's saying, hey, come here, young fella. 40 years old. Everybody respects Al Horford. I think that's a voice that could possibly resonate with Jonathan Kuminga and help him for this season. Now, what happens after this season? What happens once we get to the trade deadline? Who the hell knows? But to say that Kuminga's just a bum and doesn't play winning basketball, I don't subscribe to that. There's a lot of nuances here to the Kuminga situation, and I have seen glimpses of Kuminga playing well. Hell, his on-ball defense against Anthony Edwards, was it not solid against Anthony Edwards in the second round?
Absolutely.
Or was I just watching a different game?
Well,
you tell me, Shasky and Spinotti.
No, I
don't know.
He bought in. I thought he absolutely was locked in and playing as well as you could against him, and he gave you your best shot. I think there's like four or five elements going on all at once with JK. Like, there's clearly the, you know, prior to Jimmy's arrival, I think they stuck with Wiggins too long. That's what I believe. Now, the Wiggins trade for Butler, you do it all day, every day. Period.
Yeah, no doubt.
Right? But I just think in general, and I understand why they did it, I thought that they yo-yoed back to Wiggins, and it crushed Jonathan Kuminga going back a year. Well, I'm going back prior.
Well, even when he missed 2 months.
That's what I'm going to.
He missed that was his second season.
Exactly.
Second season. He missed 2 months at Kuminga because we were talking about it every single day.
I think that wrecked the development.
Every single day we were talking about it. And Kuminga was playing better, shooting over 50%. And the AJ talked about it. And nobody gives him credit for that. No. Which is sad.
So, like, the one question I wanted them to ask, which they didn't get to, was, like, how much of the Andrew Wiggins in-out thing really hampered his development?
Well, not only that.
And his specific role on the team on any given night.
But not only that, what we found out, because there's a lot of, you know, Steve Kerr said it, and I disagree with Steve Kerr. And, look, he's a great coach.
Yeah, we don't have to agree on everything.
Yeah, I disagree with lineup combinations, but Steve Kerr knows what the hell he's doing. All right, you don't win four championships without knowing what you're doing. You know, so for the fire Steve Kerr segment of the fan base, you're just idiots out there. Steve Kerr's a hell of a coach. But I disagree with him on one specific thing, and that was that Wiggins and Kuminga couldn't play together. And next thing you know, we started to see them play together. And it actually worked out where they were playing well together. Same thing we heard last season with Jimmy and JK. Mm-hmm. They can't play together. And then Jimmy comes out and says, oh, I can play with JK. We can make things happen.
Thrive.
We can thrive.
Yeah.
Steph Curry. Remember we were talking about Kuminga and Steph Curry with the two-man game, maybe simplifying some things for JK and have him set screens for Steph. And all of a sudden, the defense is very aware of Steph and Curry. They're blitzing Steph. And Kuminga's going in for a wide-open dunk. And Steph said, this two-man game ain't bad. And I'm paraphrasing here, but he basically said, this two-man game could work with JK. So the dialogue with Jonathan Kuminga to where it feels like if you say that he does something good, a lot of people come back at you and say, oh, stop standing for JK. He's not good. He's all about himself. That's the other thing that bothers me, because I actually know the kid. And I know.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim. This is incredible.
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go. This time for real.
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Lowest camp for people to say all he cares about is his. He doesn't care about winning. No, He's desperate to help this team win. That's what he wants. He wants a role. That's why, remember the Denver game where Jokic hit the shot. They went on a 25-4 run. JK doesn't play the last 18 minutes. You know why he was ticked off? Because he felt like he could help the team win and close that game out. And he was playing well in that game. So the narrative about JK saying all he does is care about himself. All he does is care about his stats and his numbers. And he wants to be, the guy has confidence in himself. He's saying, I can be better than a role player. I can help this team win and have a big time impact.
So I agree with everything you're saying. I think where there is some middle ground here is that, okay, we agree with that. I'm saying just all of us, fans, the coaching staff, the front office. But for right now, we need you to buy in on these X, Y, and Z things for you to get more of that playing time. And in time, you will get some of these things that you're requiring. So to me, it's just your point about feast or famine. It's all or nothing when it comes to these conversations. And to me, there's degrees.
No, but you know what, though? We've seen it. And I'll use one game as an example. His third year, they were playing the Pelicans. They were down like 20-plus points. Remember Draymond and Irv Jones got into it, and they were running hot. And J.K., they went to a five-man lineup, and J.K. was part of that lineup. It was Steph, Dre, I think it was Clay, J.K. I don't remember, but J.K. was part of that closing lineup. And he bought into where he was defending Brandon Ingram. He was playing off the ball, and he was cleaning up the garbage. What I mean by that is clean up the glass, dunking on people's heads, getting out in the open floor on fast breaks, but he had bought in. That example, so can he buy into a role? I think he can. I sound like his agent right now, right? But listen, if he knows that he's closing and he's getting some significant minutes and he's getting 25 to 30 minutes a game and he's closing with these guys, JK's all, he's all in with that.
The problem has been, I agree with you. Problem has been is that they have too many guys who want and have to and need to close over the last couple of years. I still think there's open slots, but I'm going back like 2-3 years ago. You know, JP thought he should have been closing, and Clay thought he should have been closing, and Chris Paul after that thought he should have been, you know, so like they were in a tricky spot. And yes, JK is one of the options that should have been in there, and he wasn't enough.
And you know what?
And Pods has got to close.
Right. No, there's no doubt. Like, this is a tough spot for Steve Kerr. It's not an easy job whatsoever. And I get it. Some games, you're not going to close. You don't have it. And you have to accept that. And there's games where JK doesn't have it. And he gets off. But he's also a player where I notice he gets off the rough starts, but he kind of has to play his way through it as a young player. And look, on this team, you don't have a lot of patience. Guys are trying to win right away. But you look at the numbers. When he does get his 30 minutes, they're comparable to Franz Wagner, who everybody wants. His numbers actually look a little better than Franz Wagner's when he gets 30 minutes.
You know,
but the problem is,
suggesting that is going to sound insane.
No, but
I know, but I'm just telling you how
we put the data up on the pregame show.
I know.
The postgame show. The numbers are there. If people want to look at the numbers. Now, I'm not saying that is Franz Wagner a better fit probably with the Warriors, but we don't even know if Franz Wagner would have played here.
Yeah.
Trey Murphy III, who I love. Are we sure Trey Murphy III would have got 30 minutes here with the Warriors?
Well, that's the conversation, as far as I'm concerned. It's putting players in positions to succeed right now. Young players, the Warriors have just not been able to do that. And that's really
why... Has Pod succeeded?
At times in the playoffs,
I'm just asking.
I want to be. I want to be fair to
Pod. It's a different position too.
It is 100% agree.
And this was his first go around the playoffs, right? I want to give him that grace. Like this is the first like Moody's like heavy minutes in the playoffs, and they weren't up to snuff. They weren't, and they'll be the first to tell you that. And can they get better next year if they get into the playoff scenarios? Hopefully, but it was evident when I'm seeing those other young players struggle, and I'm seeing just JK waste away there on the bench. I was like, you couldn't use him. At all?
Well,
you couldn't use him. Like other than that Rocket series, and I get it. He had a cup of coffee there and there. But when I see, and I'm not saying he's this player, but when I see Amen Thompson, and I just look at the body, and I see these young,
yeah, but he's allowed to play 35 minutes
exactly.
a game.
That's what I'm getting at here,
that's
Joe.
Is
Steve Kerr has to allow for some failure for some of these guys. He allowed the failure of Brandon Pajemski and Moses Moody.
But they didn't have a backup point guard. Right. In the other scenarios, I agree with you conceptually, but when you look at the personnel on the team, they had Wiggins, and then bring in Jimmy, and you had redundancy, and then you got to play Draymond. Right. And Draymond wants to play the four to start the game because he needs a five there. So, like, it's deeper than you just play him. Because then I go,
it
like,
is deeper than that.
Sure.
Yep, no doubt.
Trust me, we've gone down this avenue.
And now, this is... And I've been kind of looking at this moving forward here. JK signs a qualifying offer or whatever deal.
That's
signs,
what's going to happen.
Who knows? We'll find out shortly.
Yeah. 8 days, right?
D-Day's finally coming,
week
right?
From tomorrow.
Media Day's on Monday. That'd be very interesting.
Monday.
Monday.
Oh my God.
Jeez. Media Day's Monday. My thing is, how are the fans going to react on opening night when they take on the Denver Nuggets?
I don't know.
And they announce from the G League at night, 00, Jonathan Kuminga. Are they going to boo? Are they going to cheer? How do they feel about Jonathan Kuminga right now? And how's this going to play out over the course of training camp where we know this cloud is hovering? It's hovering. This is where Steve Kerr is going to earn his money, trying to navigate this situation, because you know we're going to be, you know how it is. He misses a screen. He doesn't grab a rebound. The internet's going to clip it, hyper-focus on it, post it, and just dog him. It's a no-win situation for JK. He has to either be great right away and help them win, or if he gets his numbers, it don't matter. As we saw against the Minnesota series, he played well, and it does not matter because nobody's talking about who didn't play well in the Minnesota series.
So I want to ask you. They sign Horford. They sign Melton. They bring back Kuminga. Forget what the deals are. Yeah. It's just this is the team. Give me your starting five.
Well, I think you're going to start with Horford, Draymond, Jimmy, Steph, and D'Anthony Melton.
Not Buddy, okay. Not Pods, okay.
You'll bring Pods.
You sure?
You'll bring, well.
I know you're guessing
it's
here.
It's a game-to-game basis. We know Steve Kerr.
Anthony Melton healthy.
He might be ready to roll. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see.
That'll last. Would he play five games?
We'll see. Yeah, he played five games. And, you know, he had the back injury. The good thing is his back got some
rest. I'm very skeptical of this.
But you know what, again?
Horford, Draymond, front court.
We've been talking about this for so many years. With Steve Kerr, it's not about who starts because the starting – how many different starting lineups did they have last year?
No, I know, but Kuminga, I think, wants to start.
I don't know if that's happening next to Draymond.
No, I agree, but the way that I'm just listening to the agent.
The agent
made it pretty clear he really wants to start.
I would love for him to be the sixth man and come in and get his 30 minutes. Again, if he's finishing, I think that's more important on a basketball team, who finishes. That's just my philosophy, but I get it. Guys want to hear their name and the start lineups. You want to come out and get the high fives and everything like that and say, I'm an NBA starter. I understand that.
And Pods, I think we just underrate, like, he's going to go with Pods at the end of games. He's probably going to start games with Pods. And
Pods had a good stretch in the regular season. Like, let's be like, sure. I mean, we're not crushing the guy. I think it turns into this, you either love or hate Brandon Pajenski, or you love and hate Jonathan Kuminga.
I think he's a backup point guard.
That's fine. I'm not saying he keeps getting thrown into
the starting rotation. And I'm looking at defense and how we match up. Horford and Draymond, how do you match up against the bigs? Steph and Pods, how do you match up against the perimeter?
Backcourt.
I think we fall
Moses
short
Moody?
On both
Moses
of them.
Moody. What about Moses Moody?
See, I don't know.
So, yeah, it's going to be fascinating. And it's going to be a game-by-game basis, depending on the matchups. You're going to juggle these starting lineup left and right. And, again, I don't focus too much on the starting lineup because when you're dealing with think about Popovich. He had different starters.
Yeah, but he had his
core pieces, and he had pieces around it that, okay, maybe we'll start Tiago Splitter one game, we'll start somebody else the other game.
You know what's the difference, though? And I don't want to, like, crush Steve Kerr right now. Popovich in that Spurs locker room was the guy. His way or the highway. I don't know if that's the same with Steve Kerr in the Golden State.
Well, it has been.
Well, with the young players, it has. Not with the vets. And then Popovich, the whole Kawhi thing. Different coaches. I'll just leave it at that. Fast five time? Fast five time, Carter? Let's do it.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
Oh, by the way, I'm just seeing this the latest. People still think LeBron could come to the Warriors. Huh. There you go. LeBron to the Warriors still? Is that still on the table?
I think it is. LeBron wants out of the Lakers. I think it is.
For who?
I
Kuminga.
Yeah, no. Okay. He's making eight on the qualifying offer. Where's the other 40 coming from?
Well, you tell me.
I'm asking.
I mean, is it? Are you trying to get Butler there? Like, are you trying to trade him for Jimmy Butler? Like, what are you?
No, I'm trying to keep Butler and acquire.
I don't know if you can get all like the money. I don't know. Yeah.
Well, that's why
I think they flip. I think they flip Butler for.
Oh, you think they do?
Yeah.
I don't think they do. I think they would.
They would though.
The conversation. Yeah. So Bron, he could still blow by guys and get to the paint and finish at the rim. The one thing, Jimmy, and this is something to watch early in the season, and there's no doubt Jimmy came and changed the way the Warriors played, and they got to the second round of the playoffs. But if you notice against Minnesota, and this happened against Orlando, this happened on certain road trips, something I'm monitoring early on, longer, more athletic defenders on Jimmy Butler because he was playing under the rim, not above the rim. Couldn't get a shot off against Minnesota at times, and he was passing out. 5 seconds left on the shot clock, right? Carter's looking at me crazy here. You're agreeing, right? Yeah. That's something to watch. Guys like Amen Thompson, guys like Jaden McDaniels.
The Heat did it to him.
So this,
the Heat did it to him with Bam Adebayo.
And while we're talking about LeBron, ESPN had their offseason survey, Bonte. I don't know if you saw that. The NBA, they do like all the surveys and stuff. And 2 out of the 20 insiders select the Warriors as LeBron James' next team after he completes potentially his final year or gets traded to the Warriors.
I could see that.
Hi, I'm Bonte Hill on Warrior Postgame Live. We're going to go to Bronny James here.
Look at that
at
swing.
Half court.
Yeah.
I don't sound that corny. Come on, man.
You see, hey, Bronny James can swing it. Hey,
I cannot wait for the golfer. King's Corner segments when those come
out. Oh, no. Bonte and LeBron on the links.
Instead of him kicking field goals, it's going to be, watch me tape up the King's feet.
Hey, you.
LeBronte.
Speaking of the field goals, I'm seeing what you were doing there. You gained a whole lot of respect for what Jake Moody had to go through the last couple of years, right?
Did content you play soccer growing up?
No, I did not. Content is king, baby.
That was good.
Always be content.
Was that a George Washington jersey?
Yeah,
that was cool.
Yeah, you gotta play the role, man.
How many did you make?
I attempted three. I didn't make it.
One of them was close.
One was close. It's almost better. It's better if I didn't make it.
Okay.
If you know.
How far were they?
About 27 yards.
25. I was going to say, it was like 25 yards.
Yeah, I don't know how many guys at this station currently employed at any level can make a couple.
Well, you know what I do love about those situations? The people after the fact, I would have made it.
Oh, they're so full of it.
But stop taking yourself too seriously. That's the problem with this world today. Loosen up a little bit. Just loosen up a little bit. You don't have to take yourself too seriously,
everybody. You didn't hear
everybody.
Carter and Joe Spadoni? They think that they can hit off of a Major League Baseball player. If they get 100 pitches, they can get a base hit. I'm like, you guys are delusional.
We can put it in play.
Tell the full story.
Yeah. Well,
I want to know
it's not the morning nuance.
Leave,
all right?
Before I leave, we're going to House of Pride Red, Doc. Take him.
Reservations are booked for a long time.
You're Joe Shasker. You're facing 95-7 a game, man. Come on now.
Just walk in. Do you know who I am?
That's what you usually do.
Do you know who I am? I'm Mo Green.
Even the people in the ladies tell me, Shasky just walks up. He just comes in.
Who said that?
You know, the streets are talking.
Where at? What restaurant?
We have a special room in the back for him.
Elena's in West Porto. Yeah, they say you just walk up and you got a table.
He runs a great business.
See?
You got the butcher's room in the back.
Yeah, there you go.
There is no butcher
shop.
They put me right in the window.
That's what they tell you to say.
House of Pride Rib.
They put me in the big booth right near the window.
Come on, House of Pride Rib. Get me in there, man.
He's going to get us in there. He's like, we just got to sit at the bar, guys. I'm sorry. This is all we can do.
I have to sit at the bar.
Order off the bar menu.
You don't sit at the bar. He has to sit at the bar.
He's too good for that.
No, Michelle wants to sit down at a table. That's not me. This is... You know, who's not you?
Blame Michelle.
Well, I'm not blaming her. It's just like, my wife wants to sit down, be comfortable, relax.
So do we.
He's never going to pay off this bet.
I wanted the King.
Can you believe that? He's never going to pay off this bet.
It's the King Henry cut. That's what I want.
He's not going to pay off this bet, Spadoni.
You two are not in. Sam, Spadoni, you're not in on the bet.
We have the sound that's backing us up on this, but that's okay.
Sam was already crying about fantasy football. You won, Sam.
You didn't even do that right.
Aren't you 0-3 to start this league off?
Yeah, I gave $100 to you crybabies. Yes, I did.
I didn't cry about it. I'm not the commissioner. I'm not the commissioner. Who's the commissioner? It's Lucas. Don't blame us. Why are you getting so upset? What's your guys' final thought? You guys have one?
Final thought, Shasky.
I hate you all.
Oh, thanks. Merry Christmas.
Joe, good luck finding some friends.
my final thought is sports are great.
It's awesome.
Canelo Crawford, Laver Cup. We got Liverpool dominating right now in the Premier League.
There you go.
Sports are sporty.
WNBA.
Valkyries. What a run for the Valkyries.
Yep.
By the way, the Liberty just let go of their coach.
Oh.
Yeah.
Interesting.
New coach, Sabrina, coming to the West Coast of the wrong with Asia Wilson.
We don't have coaching problems with the Valkyries.
We don't.
Natalie Nicase, coach of the year. There you go. That was Fast Five, brought to you by Xfinity, introducing the 5-year price guarantee. One consistent internet price for the next 5 years, guaranteed. Speaking of consistency... Two guys that are consistent as hell coming in every single day. It's Steiny and Guru next, brought to you by Fremont Bank.
Grandy, not
here for you.
Grandy's in.
Oh, I'm sorry, I misspoke there. My bad. Mark Grandy. So the G-men, the G-crew. Grandy and Guru next, brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.